This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on February 24th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 big hours, Monday night trivia, and we have a straggler question. We also have a theme. Yeah, unfortunately. And, well, I'll let you be the judge of that, actually. But a lot of them, I think, are pretty easy, and maybe you'll think so as well. Wanted to mention, of course, we're aware of Jerry Butler and Roberta Flack and Gwen McRae and Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Lindsay Alexander. Yeah, 5. Wow. And Carol said, where is everybody going? Well, obviously not here. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. And it's a short show tomorrow night, from what I understand. I have to look at that again to be sure, but I'm pretty sure we're delayed somewhat by the Blackhawks tomorrow. But I figure for trivia tonight, we will suspend those discussions and just get to whatever is on your mind. Now, regarding trivia, that is. You know the deal. If you recognize a bumper stumper, by all means, call. If you can answer our straggler question, yes, from last week, you've had plenty of time to think about it, by all means, call. And if you don't like any of that and have your own category, after all, everybody knows something about something. That includes you. You've got a specialty there somewhere. Tell me what it is, and you will win. And, of course, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get them to you. God, isn't that the understatement of the year? The certificate's fun, but other than that, you get something you don't even really want, a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something like that. So that's the deal. But just before the show, you know, there used to be that line that the definition of insanity is doing something the same way and expecting a different outcome. Well, no, not when it comes to Microsoft. With Microsoft, it's doing it the same way and expecting the same outcome. Yeah, all right. So we were just finishing that 2 and 3. I'm going to need you to type. I'll get 1, but you got to do 2 and 3.
I did already.
Erase them and do them again. Okay, sorry about that. trying to stall for time here while I figure out who's who, because every line is lit, and we are going to figure out who you are. But I can do that right now with Brian and Joliet. How's it going tonight, Brian?
Well, I'm kind of I am sad about the loss of Jerry Butler. Very sad about that, and. Could I make a request from him
Sure, what do you want to hear?
Make it easy on yourself.
Okay. Yeah, the record he was surprised to be able to do. Okay. I will do that. Obviously not tonight, but we'll do it this week for sure. Maybe tomorrow night. I got to look while we're talking because I'm pretty sure tomorrow is semi-abbreviated. Let me find out. The WGN website tells all. I should look at it more often. All right. Let's see. All right. So tomorrow night on this here show, it will be, that would be Tuesday. Yeah, it is actually going to be the Northwestern Wildcats and then the Blackhawks, and they're in Utah. So tomorrow night, I think I'll be on about 11:30. But that'll give me plenty of time because the show goes to 1. That's plenty of bumpers in there, and we'll get it, every one of them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. And like I say, it's a wonderful story. Like I say, he never believed he'd get to do it. So we'll talk about that again. Yeah, and rest in peace, Jerry Butler, of course. But on the other side, you know, it's been so rough. And when you've been suffering with Parkinson's for quite a while, and his wife died a couple of years ago, while it's a loss for all of us, I'm sure it's a relief for him. And the old, he's in a much better place, I believe, absolutely empirically.
So, yeah.
And, you know, like I say, Roberta Flack also, and Gwen McRae, and Chris Jasper. So.
And it was all over the weekend then.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And
bad weekend,
and anybody into local music, of course, Lindsay Alexander, who played with Buddy Guy and B.B. King and so many other people as well in Chicago. A lot of clubs on the south side and the north side, actually. So, yeah, that's the deal. But we're going to do charts, are we? And I said,
yes.
We're going to do charts from this week in 1964.
Yeah, see what was happening then.
Oh, we know what was happening then. That's about the time the Beatles hit us, and we didn't know yet what hit us. But it was going to be quite the thing, as you well know. So here we go. This week in 1964. Wait, I was going to say, oh, those look like good records. That can't be 64. Or it wasn't. I was just looking at Duke of Earl saying, no, that's 62. All right, here we go. Number one, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Beatles.
Number two, She Loves You.
Beatles.
Number three, Dawn.
Oh, Frankie Valli, The Four Seasons.
Yes. Number four, You Don't Own Me.
Leslie Gore.
Number five, Java.
I don't know.
New Orleans Instrumental. Doesn't help.
I don't think I ever heard that one.
Oh, it was huge. Al Hurt.
Oh, I remember. I remember Al Hurt. I just don't remember that song.
Yeah, well, that's the only major hit he had on the top 40 charts. Nothing else. It was all Java all the time. All right, let me pull that here because I'm sure if you hear some of this, you will know instantly. Let's see. Great. So I wrote Java, and you know, my computers do other things besides this. So what I got here was source code. That's not what I meant. All right. So let's see if we could, in fact, get an instrumental and not by Floyd Kramer. Thank you very much. Yeah, here, like I say, you will remember it instantly. I'm pretty sure.
Yes. I've heard that before.
Yeah, I knew you had. All right, so that's number five. Number six.
Major Lamp.
Yes, right. I don't know why they just didn't write into the sixth power. Number seven. Hey, Little Cobra. Don't you know you're going to shut them down?
I'm going to say... Jan and Dean?
No, I'll give you the only hint I'll give you
Beach
is
Boys?
No, it's not like that. It's a group who they actually had the top 40 version, I hate to say it, of Here I Stand.
I don't know.
You really don't, huh? The Ripcords.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Oh, wow. Now I'm sure here again. I'm sure you I'm sure they played it in Chicago. I don't think it was just like a Southern California hit.
I remember hearing the song, but it has that kind of surfing flavor to it. Beach Boys.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. They're called the Ripcords, for God's sake. No doubt about that. So, all right, we won't. We'll spare you, Hey Little Cobra, then. And
thank you.
Yeah, I understand. Believe me, I do.
Hey Little Cobra.
Don't you know you're gonna shut them down? But yeah, all right. So, all right. After Hey Little Cobra, we get to number 8, California Sun. It's another one of those records. And interestingly, Joe Jones had the original, but no one ever heard it by Joe Jones.
We're out there having fun in the warm California.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
Yeah.
Who were they?
Who did it?
And like I say,
my knowledge of that, if you want to call it beach genre. Is limited to Jan and Dean.
Yeah, I like to call it the surf genre because, of course, beach music is the East Coast, and that's a whole different thing that has nothing to do with waves.
I didn't know that.
Well, sure, that's obscure R&B in the Carolina Shore, beach music. Yeah, but this is surf music, and California Sun is by the Rivieras. That's all right. You're at 70%. You just can't lose the next two.
Okay, let's
number
see
what 9. What kind of fool do you think I am?
It's the Tams?
Yes, absolutely right. The Tams on ABC Paramount. And number 10, Navy Blue.
Oh.
Well, her real name was Renee.
Yeah, you don't have to play this.
You know the
blue
song.
Blue Navy Blue.
Yes, yes. And her,
I'm as blue as I can be because I just don't know who did that.
Well, her real name was Renee Kushner. So does Renee
I'll take a guess. Annette Funicello?
Diane Renee. That's why I told you real name was Renee Kushner.
But I didn't catch that. I was searching my mind while you were saying
Yeah, that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's all right. There's always next week, and I'm looking forward to it.
And it's interesting that it wasn't all Beatles.
Yet, well, you see, remember, this is February. We're early on. Of course, we've got Swan rushing out. She Loves You, and of course, I Want to Hold Your Hand being the big one. But yeah, it's going to be a few weeks here in terms of these charts in 64 before the inundation hits. Although in a lot of these, you're seeing not all Beatle all the time. But you know, you get to middle of March, and it's I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You, still number 1 and 2, and then Please Please Me.
I'll try to stay away from Mars because then it's just too easy.
Right, and then you get Twist and Shout by the end of March in there, too. Then by April, you Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, but I Want to Hold Your Hand and Please Please Me. But
and then all the other British Invasion groups started flooding in.
Well, exactly, the Dave Clark Five. You're right, because every American label turned all of these people down, and as soon as the Beatles hit real big, they all went back, well, can we sign them? And boy, did they. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All right, well, good deal. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, Raleigh.
Hey, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. If you listen to the show, I know you love radio, and you should know about the Sea Crane Company, and hopefully you've checked out the catalog, because it is not only great products, it's great information about radio as well. CCRadio.com, CCRadio.com. And what is it that every product that Bob Crane has developed has in common? Great reception, because he, like some of us, was just blown away with how bad it had gotten over the years, and he said, I could do better. And there are so many examples, so many different features, but one of the best is the CC Radio 2E. And you know, I always say that's great if you take the 2E and you put it next to your standard radio that's not a Sea Crane radio, and tune to, you know, some Class 4 AM station that you're barely picking up on your standard radio. Then tune it in on the Sea Crane Radio 2E, and, well, it'll sell itself. It's one of the best AM/FM radios on the market today, not only because you're not going to beat how well it does at picking up both AM and FM, but it's got terrific sound quality as well. So designed to receive long-range AM and FM, make weak signals strong, and going to hear things the way you want to. Yeah, that's right. Might even sound like I'm sitting in the room right next to you. The TUI also gets weather with Weather Alert, which makes it a good emergency radio. It's got a lighted dial. It's got a clock, a timer. It's got presets and all those things. So it's just terrific. It's a bedside companion for me, the CC Radio 2E. You can go to ccradio.com and read all about it. But it really does have the power and the strength to bring in the signal better, which is what it's all about, isn't it? Now, if you can't go to ccradio.com for some reason, you can call them. They've got the best customer service, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. And they'll answer all your questions. They'll send you a hard copy of the catalog out in the mail, and you can order by phone. But your best bet, if you can go online, is to go to ccradio.com. Look around there first. Now, for quicker shipping, sure, you can go to Amazon, but go to ccradio.com first. Take a look at the CC Radio 2E. I think you'll agree with me. It's just a terrific choice. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Lady with the hat pop, tell me where your next stop. I got my eyes on you. Lady with the hat pop, tell me where your next stop. I wanna follow you. You got me reeling and a rocking, beeping and a bopping all around, all around. Ooh wee baby, gee wee baby, I wanna talk with you. Ooh wee baby, gee wee baby, I wanna walk with you. You got me reeling and a rocking, beeping and a bopping all around, all around. Baby, I don't mean maybe, I'm glad that I met you. Ooh-wee, baby, I don't mean maybe, I'm glad that I met you. Now we reeling and we rocking, beeping and a bopping all around, all around.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? That's your first bumper stumper, so I don't expect you to get a theme, but I'd like it if you got an artist and you absolutely do know who it is. 888-876-5593. You know, I realize I mentioned there was a straggler, and I forgot to tell you what it was. So apologies for that. Let me also do this, because now there is one line available for you. Then we've got Billy Bob and Bruce and Marianne and Naoto and Ruth, but one line is available for you. 888-876-5593. So here's the straggler. Assuming they'll do it at all, in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? All right, and we worked on this all last week. I told you to think about it. I also told you to pay attention to assuming they'll do it at all. All right, so this may not be that common. That's the only hint you get. Other than that, well, I don't know. All right, so now, Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. What's going on, Billy Bob?
Hey, what do you know?
You tell me.
19-time caller, just in case you wanted to be informed.
Very good.
Hey, now, that strangler question.
Yes.
Is it that getting doing your hair in the sink?
No.
You don't? No, then I give up then.
Okay.
And then for a request for a song, there was Henson Cargill. You ever remember him? He did a song
Skip a Rope. Skip a Rope. Skip a Rope.
Yeah, now. Yeah. My sister, she lives out there in Chandler, Arizona, by you, on Pinolita Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And she says that song was about child abuse. Did you know anything about the history of that song?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, well, I just never knew it from all the years I listened to it.
Yep, absolutely.
All righty.
So, yeah, there were other songs he had done as well. So
I never heard of another one by him.
There were as far as that goes. When people talked about that, a number of people thought that it was about child abuse, but a number of people thought that it was about spousal abuse, and actually some people thought it was about racism. And to an extent, all of that was in there. The original recording had the Jordanaires, Elvis's backup group, and
really?
Yeah, and Joe Tex covered it, believe it or not. Yeah, so Henson Cargill didn't write it. Jack Moran and Glenn Douglas wrote it.
I never heard of them either.
Okay, well,
thank you for enlightening me.
All right. Yeah, so...
And then one more song of request, if you can. Yeah. It was a kind of an obscure hit by the Everly Brothers.
Which one?
Did you ever hear Bowling Green?
Well, yeah, that was a big hit by them, actually.
Well, if you could do that one, I'd appreciate it, too.
All right, good deal. Okay. So now, are we here to do commercial jingles? Is that what it says you want?
Well, whatever you guys, you do something, I got to figure what... Like the Dolly Green Giant or
all right.
The Critters.
All right,
or something.
Very good. All right, well, we'll do one right out of a jingle then, and let me. I had it here a moment ago, and I'll find it again. And so, all right, and we're going to put a blank where the product is, and you'll have to come up with it now. What happened to it? It was here minutes ago. All right, I'll find it again. Don't go. All right. Here we go.
Butter.
No, here we go. I've got it here, right here. All right. I'm a blank. She's a blank. Wouldn't you like to be a blank too?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm a nutter, butter, nutter, butter, or something.
No, and this was an absolutely big television commercial. Yeah.
I thought it was a food product. So
well,
I'm
no, it is ingestible. You're right. I'm a blank. He's a blank. She's a blank. And we're a blank. Wouldn't you like to be a blank too?
Yeah, I remember that now, but I can't remember the product.
Dr.
Pepper. Just a bunch of bull butter.
Doggone it. Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I'm a pepper. You're a pepper. Everybody's a pepper.
That's right.
Boy, it makes a lot of sense now.
All right, talk to you later. Right,
thank you. Okay, thank
bye.
You for your time.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Let's see what's going on in the world at large and get right back to trivia on WGN Radio.
Hey, girl, what's sunlight in your hair? Me so to see you standing there. Oh, 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 Sandy.
Sandy,
you laugh and run away. You just don't care.
I'm Raleigh James, and it is Monday Night Trivia, and that's your latest bumper stumper. So now you have two. Is the theme becoming apparent? No, I didn't think so either. But but if it does, let us know, and if you know the artist, even better. And my straggler, assuming they'll do it at all, in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? 888-876-5593. We have Fran, and she is in Austin. She heard a bumper she knows. So what do you think, Fran?
Actually, I know two of them.
Okay.
Clarence Frogman Henry and Ronnie and the Daytonas.
And we have a winner. So, all right.
Yeah, all right.
Very good. Any theme becoming apparent?
No, you always stump me on those. I think I got one of those maybe a year ago.
Right, well, so. I know Gary's gotten at least one too, so yeah. All right.
Gary's gotten one and I've gotten one. We were talking about that just the other day, how both of us have gotten one theme in the last, I don't know how long.
Well,
at least we got one.
Absolutely, and you knew two artists, so that's a winner to me. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
All right, appreciate it. All right, so let's put Fran on hold without disconnecting her. And, good, I've achieved that. And we'll get right to it. If you don't know my straggler and you don't, well, now it doesn't matter if you know my bumper stumpers because Fran just got both of them. So there'll be a third coming up. a fine one, too, if I say so myself. And I do, actually. But Marianne is in Chicago, so Marianne, what's happening tonight?
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, I've been better. I love that song, Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had two dogs named Sandy. I had a friend in high school named Sandy. It's just like the kind of song you sit at the beach and listen to.
All right.
Well, I had, sorry, I got laryngitis. I originally called to talk about Jerry Butler and Roberta Flack, but somebody beat me to it.
Well, I just, you know, we will, during the week, say more about it. And not only that, but Chris Jasper and Gwen McRae as well, and Lindsay Alexander.
And does Marianne Faithfull count?
Well, to somebody. We talked about her last week.
Right, and you know what? I don't know if you could verify this. I thought she was already dead, but something on my tablet popped up and said Mahalia Jackson died 2 weeks ago.
I don't think so.
That's I thought she would. She'd have to be pretty old, right? I wish I would have clicked on the story. I didn't, and it went away.
Yeah, she died in 1972.
Okay.
In Chicago, actually, Evergreen Park.
That was a favorite of my grandfather.
Her
and Kate Smith.
Right, there you go. One of the problems, especially Facebook, but others as well, is on the internet, you keep seeing so-and-so died, and then you look it up, and it was years ago. So, yes, Mahalia Jackson hasn't been with us now for 52 years. So wherever she is, I hope she's resting comfortably or having the time of her life.
Yeah, you're right. Boogie on down.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of your shows are going to be full length this week, but can you play something for Scotty since this is his month?
Oh, yeah. No, we will. Absolutely.
Pick whatever you want.
Okay.
Whether I hear it or not, he will hear it.
Yes, he absolutely will. And, we all miss Scotty, it's for sure. Yeah,
but I've had a rough 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is it getting better or worse?
No, it's not getting better.
Yeah, right. I relate, believe me.
My friend that took me 3 times the right way to go get pudding.
Yeah.
Died last Saturday.
What?
Yeah.
Now, that was suddenly, wasn't it?
Last spring, I called her on the phone. She was talking out of her head, telling me, I got to go. I got to call the police and file a report. Target locked me in their basement last night, wouldn't let me out.
Who did?
Target store.
Yeah, Target. That's what I thought you said. The Target store locked her in the basement and wouldn't let her out. Okay,
yeah.
So she lost all of her marbles. What was going on?
Well, I talked to her later. She was more calmed down, but still said she was in that basement. I said, what were you doing at Target? Oh, I was buying a deep fryer for my brother for his birthday, and I was going to mail it. Okay, well, the next day, I'm calling her and calling her and calling her. And finally, I let her go to the answering machine. I said, if you don't answer, the next time I call, I'm on my way. Now, she lives up in Des Plaines. I mean, it's not that far, but it's not a hop, skip, and a jump.
No.
So I got there. I got in the building. And I'm knocking on her apartment door, and I'm going, it's Marianne, it's Marianne. And she goes, I can't come to the door. And I'm like, why? I can't find my walker. I'm like, you got 3 walkers, and you got a 3-room apartment. What do you mean? I can't find my walker.
Mm-hmm.
So I open up the phone, call 911. They're like, well, is she conscious? I go, yeah, she's talking to me. Me through the door, but she's not making any sense.
Right.
So I went and knocked on the neighbor's door, and she had keys. And they got so fast to the apartment, it was unbelievable. As soon as she gave me the keys, paramedics were there.
Uh-huh.
They opened the door. I peek in, and they go, you can't go in. I said, I know. I look, she's laying flat on her back in the middle of the floor. Oh, they said, how long you been there? She said, 4 hours.
What?
That's what she said. Then, and she answered so quick. What's your name? What's the date? Who's the president?
Right.
Make sure she didn't knock her head or have a stroke.
Right.
She answered those so fast. So they said, well, we're taking you to the hospital. No, you're not. Yes, we are. And they put her in one of those, like, heavy-duty chairs. Told me, meet us at the emergency room at Lutheran General. So when I got there and talked to the nurse, this is when things started to make sense. She had an out-of-control UTI.
Oh, my God.
And when it gets like that, you hallucinate.
You can. You absolutely can. I'm so sorry to hear that. And people do not understand how serious that can be, particularly in older people.
Yeah. And I had a problem a few years back with a medication that I was taking too much of this with that and shouldn't have been with that. And I was hallucinating, thinking my mother was here and she was dead. I kept falling down. I was full of blood. My girlfriend and sister came over. They called the ambulance. They go, why do you want her to go to the hospital? She goes, well, look at her. She had a stroke. He goes, no, she didn't. I gave her a stroke test.
Mm-hmm.
Not have a stroke. Then he says to me, why don't you want to go? And this was the breakout of COVID.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Let's not walk down memory lane because I'm doing trivia here, but I did want to know. So what was the final outcome? UTI, and it just took her out of the game? She died?
It was like a number of things. She had a colostomy.
Okay.
It was just like, you know, once people go into extended care, their frame of mind changes.
No kidding. Yeah, and that's another discussion for another night. I'm really sorry to hear it.
And then my friend that took care of my dog and took me in back and forth for my surgery died 2 days later.
Oh, geez.
She had knee surgery 5 days before.
What happened?
I don't know. Her husband called me while I was at the doctor and left a message.
Okay.
Kathy's dead. I'm like, what? What? I was like, I screamed so loud outside, I thought I was going to blow my tonsils up.
Okay.
It was just too much.
I'm really sorry about all of this.
And then Valentine's Day, peace to resistance.
Yeah.
I go to breakfast with one of my girlfriends, and I fell really hard in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm 4'11". She's 4'8". There's no way she was going to pick me up. Luckily, a man came running and picked me up. But I'll tell you what, I'm still having trouble walking. I got an appointment with my doctor on Wednesday. I got to ask him if it's possible I cracked my pelvis.
Oh, jeez.
Because I feel like I was riding a boy's bike, standing up and fell off my pedals and landed on that bar. I have so much pain. I'm like, maybe I cracked, but they can't do anything. Anyway.
Well, no, but you want to know. You're right. A lot of times with brakes, they can't do anything, but you want to know. So so find out and let me know.
I will, because in the meantime, I'm seeing the ENT tomorrow.
Okay.
Then I'm seeing my right leg is twice the size of my left leg.
That is not good. Definitely
no,
have that looked at.
No, they checked me for congestive heart failure. I don't have that.
Yeah, all right. Well, it could be from a lot of things, and that's why you need to be checked out, and someone's got to tell you.
Yeah, they're going to do an ultrasound on my leg, I guess.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Maybe if you have a whole show next week and I'm awake.
Well, I may have one Wednesday of this week, but Monday Night Trivia is just really not really good for this. But I may have
I'm
one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to take time.
All right.
But.
So I will talk to you soon, and I'll let you know on the air what our full shows are this week. I'm going to look that up. All right, thanks.
Okay,
good luck.
For Scotty.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Yeah, man, that's a lot of stuff to go through at one time, that's for sure. Yeah, it all comes at once. And, yeah, we're going to get to Naoto in Japan. Yeah, I've got some trivia for him. Barry wants his Beatles. Oh, I got one of those. Lisa wants Oscar trivia. I'm prepared. Bruce and Elwood wants World War II. All right, I can do that, too. Oh, Ruth, comedy clubs? Sure, why not? All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Baby, my red dress in the cleaner, but my ship will steal the show. Lord, yes, my red dress in the cleaner, but my ship will steal the show.
child is fitting low, no. And it ain't the back that's cut too low. Ain't wear no high heel sneaker, cause they hurt my toes so bad. Ain't wear no high heel sneakers, child, cause they hurt my toes is so bad.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, Monday Night Trivia, that's our bumper stumper, Who Is She? And oh yeah, we played other things by her, and pretty well known, and what do they all have in common? All right, so 888-876-5593. Now my pledge, I always stop what we're doing to welcome first-time callers, and Brandon is one, and he's in Chicago. So Brandon, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
So we're going to do charts, huh, this week in 1985?
Yeah, I know it's a little late for you.
No,
but
that's that's fine. I remember it well. I was working at Billboard magazine at the time. All right. So I remember every one of these songs, unfortunately. But let's see how you do. You ready?
All right, let's see. How many do I have to get?
Well, you got to get 70%. And in a top 10, that means you can miss three.
Okay.
All right. Number one, Careless Whisper.
George Michael.
And what group was he in?
Wham.
Yeah, there you go. That's what's on the label. Lover Boy.
Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Yeah, right, exactly. Number two, Lover Boy.
That's the name of the song?
Yes.
Or the band?
No, that's the name of the song. These are all titles.
Oh, you know what? I think that was, that black guy. Wanna be your lover.
No, 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 no. Unless I'm missing something, he is not black.
Lover Boy.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song?
Oh, it absolutely is the name of the song. And yeah, we're talking mega hit here. Got to number two nationally. And on this week in 1985, it had already been on the charts for 13 weeks.
Lover Boy. I do not remember.
It is a male vocal.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, you when I tell you, you'll know. Billy Ocean.
Well, that's who I meant.
It's not going to work. All right. Number three.
No, I know, but he was black.
Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. All the records are black to me. I don't look at what the artists are. You know, they're all black in their vinyl. I don't, if you say so.
All right, well, I get it.
I guess he is. Yeah, he is. I just looked
on that one.
Yes, he is. All right. See, I just wouldn't have known. All right, number three, Easy Lover.
Oh, that's Phil Collins and...
No, it's a male vocal.
That other guy.
It's a male vocal, so let's go for that other guy.
Oh, he only had that one song. And he also was black. Not that this matters.
Yeah.
But I don't know his name.
Yeah, Billy Ocean was from Trinidad. I should have figured that out, but I never looked at him before. All right, so...
Yeah, I know the song. He's an easy lover. Man, I thought I'd be better at this.
Well, that doesn't matter. We've got
what
plenty to
it?
Go.
And
I'm trying to see if I can give you some hits on this next guy, and I don't know. But you're right. He is absolutely African American, so not Trinidad. He's from America, and he was actually one of the two lead singers of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, really? I love those guys.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So, it was Philip Bailey.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, I think you'll get this one. Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore.
REO.
Yes. Number five, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Foreigner.
Right. Number six, Neutron Dance.
Oh, was that the Pointer Sisters?
Yes, it absolutely was. Number seven.
Wow. All right.
All right. Good
deal. Right.
Number seven, you'll get this too. The Heat Is On.
Glenn Frey.
Yeah. Number eight, California Girls. You'll get that too. Obviously, it's a...
Well, David Lee Roth.
Yes, that's right. And number nine, Method of Modern Love.
I don't know.
It's a duo.
I know the name of the song.
It's a duo, a well-known duo, two guys.
Is that those? I know who you're talking about.
It was on RCA.
I know who it is. It's not coming to me.
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say. Okay, I'll take a pause on that one.
Now, you got to get the next one, and then you'll win, because then you'll hit 70%.
Okay.
So here we go. Everything's hanging on
it.
And I hate to say it, because I don't think I would have known if I didn't look at it. Okay, Sugar Walls.
Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't have known either. But let me see if I even have it. Maybe hearing it will help. Or not.
Yeah, give me an audio and.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll give you an audio of.
Oh, you know who the other two I was thinking of was Depeche Mode when he gave me the hint.
Okay, no, okay, so this
just
is
because I didn't know the.
This is Sugar Walls. Well, obviously, I don't have much.
Is that Night Ranger?
No, it's Sheena Easton.
Sounds like him.
It's Sheena Easton.
Oh. All right.
Well, that's still a 60%. That's a good start. Now, if you call me next week, pick another week, and maybe you'll do better.
All right.
Thanks for calling, though, Brandon. I really appreciate it. All right. So Brandon's gone. All right. Yeah. All right. Who could blame him, really? All right. So now, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we've got Lisa in Dundee and Barry in New Hampshire and Bruce in Elwood and Naoto in Japan and Ruth in Gurnee on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. Oh, no break. I have time. Time, I tell you. Oh, man. All right. So we'll talk to Barry in New Hampshire. Hello, Barry.
Hey, Raleigh.
All right. So I had your Beatles question here moments ago. All right. And it'll come back to me. I just know. But I guess what I want to know is, what was the first Beatle album to debut at number one nationally?
Meet the Beatles?
No, to debut at number one.
Help.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, wow.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So as far as debuting, that was the big one. So you're a winner as usual.
All right,
hang on, don't go away. All right, so, yeah, hope he met the record and wasn't saying help. All right, I can relate to that, too, but let's put Barry on hold here so we don't lose him. And, all right, we will reconvene here in moments. But, again, let me tell you that assuming they do it at all in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? Nobody's likely to do it. That's your hint. Nobody's likely to do it. But if they do it, a woman's most likely to do it in the kitchen, and a man is most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
The door is open. But you must promise not to leave again. The door is open, wide open. So darling, come on in. I've learned my lesson since you went away. I've learned, my darling, that with love you don't play. The door is open, wide open. So I beg of you, come on in. Maybe it's my fault.
something I did wrong. But darling, forgive and forget, and come back. Come back where you belong. Make this the moment I've been waiting for.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. There's a bumper stumper. Who is it? Yeah, and what does he have in common with the first three that we've played? Fran got the first two, Clarence Frogman Henry and Ronnie and the Daytonas. We played another one that hasn't been guessed, and now this one. So that's our bumper stumpers. And our question. By the way, if you don't get it tonight, I'll be revealing it before the show is over. I'll never let you hang more than a week. So assuming they'll do it at all, and that, by the way, is an unlikely assumption. There is your clue. In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? Now, if you don't know my straggler and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. And we're about to welcome Clark. He's a first-time caller in Lincoln, Nebraska. Clark, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Great to finally talk to you.
Yeah, I'm delighted that you called. Now, you want this week in September 1965, so September 25th, 1965, good?
That's fine. I just wanted to say how much I miss Gary Butler's singing.
Oh, of course. Singing everything, yeah. What's your all-time favorite Jerry Butler record? I know it's hard.
I got to go with Hey Western Union Man.
Okay, it's a good choice. My all-time favorite is Mr. Dream Merchant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But going to the BJ's, yeah, that is life.
There's so many, you know, the early stuff like Rainbow Valley. Yeah. All right.
By the way, you're my 60s Vox jocks for radio, because I just love hearing all your radio talk about the old days.
Oh, that's
on
great.
AM.
That's great. Well, I wrote Vox Jocks for 3 years, so yeah, I remember it well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. And then more recently, before Claude Hall died, he asked me if I'd revive it for all of us old timers. And I still have, I think, voxjocks.org online. I never have done much with it since he passed. But for a while there, we were doing it. Sadly, now so many of the people who used to contribute, even though he died in 2017, they're already gone. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely. I know. One of the best things was the first time your name ever appeared in Vox Jocks. I remember that well.
Yeah, that would be a real treat, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I imagine a lot of DJ buddies that every once in a while I'll read one, and I'll go, "Oh, I bet you he was excited when he saw that."
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, and when I started reading it, a woman named June Bundy was doing it, and a few other people took over, and then in the mid-60s, they got Claude Hall, and he really was kind of the king of it for several years.
Yep.
All right, so here we go in the Hot 100. Number one, September 23rd, 1965, the week of Eve of Destruction.
Barry McGuire.
Yes. Number two, Hang on, Sloopy.
McCoy's.
Yes, number three, You Were on My Mind.
We Five.
Number four, Catch Us If You Can.
Dave Clark Five.
Number five, Help.
Beatles.
Number six, The In Crowd.
It'll be great.
Well, that'd be nice, but this is the instrumental. You can do it.
Oh, Ramsey Lewis.
Okay.
Chicago.
Number seven, Like a Rolling Stone.
Bob Dylan.
Number eight, It Ain't Me, Babe.
Turtles.
Number nine, Heart Full of Soul.
Yardbirds.
And number 10, Laugh at Me.
Sunny.
Yes, absolutely. You've aced them all. Let's see how far you get. You've already won. All right. Number 11, You've Got Your Troubles.
Fortunes.
Number 12, Treat Her Right.
Roy Head.
Number 13, We Gotta Get Out of This Place.
Animals.
Number 14, Baby Don't Go.
Sonny and Cher.
15, Unchained Melody.
Righteous Brothers.
Number 16, I Got You, Babe.
Sonny and Cher.
Yeah. Number 17, Do You Believe in Magic?
Love and Spoonful.
Yeah. And let's see, number 18, Action.
Ready Cannon.
Yeah. Number 19, California Girls.
Beach Boys.
Number 20, Some Enchanted Evening.
Jay and the Americans?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number 21, I'm Yours.
Ooh. Barbara Lewis?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, no.
But you did really, really good. That's excellent. And if you're wondering how the hell they had two Sonny and Cher records at the same time, number 14 and 16, that's because when they were on Etco and finally having hits, Reprise took what they had left in the vaults and released Baby Don't Go.
Yep, the old Caesar and Cleo.
Yes, absolutely right. Well, you are a winner. So now it takes forever to get something, and the prize isn't worth having. The certificate's kind of fun, but then you get like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something else you don't want, and it'll take forever. But hang on, we'll get your address, and I hope you'll call me again soon.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your radio talk always.
Oh, great. Well, then, by all means, call in and join us when we're doing that. Love to hear from you.
All righty.
All right, hang on. All right, so Clark is a winner, and we put him on hold without losing him, and it's amazing but true. And let's see what I do. I go to Lisa in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. Now I have
good.
We have an Oscar question. I told you.
Yes, and I have a guess on the straggler, but,
oh, okay.
But ask me the Oscar thing.
Well,
first.
No, do the straggler first, because then I'll do the other. If you win the straggler, I don't have to do the other.
Okay. Is it ironing?
No, it is not ironing. That's nice. I like that, though. No.
Okay.
I have a feeling that when I reveal this, there are people who are going to come through the phone and hit me. It's going to happen. All right. How many Oscars has Morgan Freeman won?
Let's see. I want to say zero.
He's won one, so I'll.
He did win one.
He won one, so if you tell me what it's for, we'll consider that a win.
All right. Well, I know he didn't win for Driving Miss Daisy, and he.
Correct.
Should have. And I can't remember if he won for Shawshank.
Nope. No.
Jeez Louise. Morgan Freeman. Is it a newer one or a?
I gotta look it up. I gotta look it up. I wouldn't know. Let me look when it came out. I don't know. If I can spell, we'll be good. Let's see if it tells me what year it came out. 2004.
That's what I was afraid of. God, I thought I saw all his movies. I like him so much.
Yeah, I've actually heard of this movie now that I'm reading about it. I remember this.
Boy, I don't think I'm going to get this. My brain doesn't work very fast, and I have to stop and think of all the Morgan Freeman movies, and nothing's really coming to mind. I'm afraid I'm going to have to say I'm not going to get this.
Well, you're gonna beat yourself up, because when I tell you what it is, you'll say, "Oh, I should have thought of that." You ready?
Yes.
$1 Million Baby.
Oh, right. Yeah. Of course, I know that.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have come to mind no matter how long I tried, because it's just not one of my most favorite movies.
No. There's a darkness to it. Yeah. Hillary
Swank. Wasn't my favorite. Yeah. Of any of them.
Right.
You know, of any of the actors in that movie, but
it's interesting in that it got 7 nominations at the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And since it's been cited as one of the best films of the 2000s, the 20th century, out of all time, I'd like to know who cited that, but okay.
So, yeah, that's really kind of sad.
Yeah.
And I know if you mention him, everybody thinks he won for Driving Miss Daisy.
And it's not.
And he didn't. He was nominated, but he didn't win.
Yeah.
Well, that was really good. I'm going to try again next week.
And I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All
bye,
right,
Raleigh.
So good deal. Now, 888-876-5593. We'll do World War II with Elwood. And, Dakota in Aurora is going to guess on our trivia question. Excellent. And again, if you don't get it by the end of next hour, I'll reveal it at the end of the show. And that is, assuming they do it at all. And like I say, that's your big clue because they're unlikely to do it. In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. What is it? Dakota and Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm good as well. So, I got my two guesses.
Okay.
My first guess, is I usually don't see this by lighting up a candle.
What? No. Nope.
Lighting up a...
Nope.
Okay.
Next.
And my second guess is setting up a bedding sheet or table cover.
That's interesting. That's not right either.
Okay.
But thanks for trying and do it again. Okay, bye.
Okay, love you.
No, what is it? You wanted to say something? I know it. Are you still there?
No.
Okay. All
right. Sorry.
Well, if you want to say something later, you call me back. All right.
Okay. So, I didn't mean to say love you. I just...
We'll talk to you later. All right. So that's Dakota. And let's see. Anybody else have a guess on that? I don't think so. So Ruth and Gurney. Oh, her category tonight is comedy clubs. I can do this, Ruth. Are you there, Ruth? Ruth, come to me, Ruth. Or not. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Dolly in Mesa, Illinois, Marianne in Chicago. Bruce and Elwood is World War II. Naoto in Japan. I haven't forgotten about a story question. And there's one line available for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Well, a colonel named Sanders in Kentucky started selling tickets and he soon got lucky. Then Miss Minnie Pearl and old Eddie Arnold, Tennessee Ernie all the way to California selling fried chicken and a country tune. They go together like a moon in June, a finger-licking chicken and a diddle-i-doon, fried chicken and a country tune. They started a bunch of corporations, everybody got into speculation. Chicken stock was so alarming, nearly made Dow Jones go back to farming. Fried chicken in a country tune. They go together like a moon in June, a finger-licking chicken and a diddle-i-doon, fried chicken in a country tune. They got everybody trying to discover which came first, the one or the other. Together they're taking the entire nation. It's a kind of what you call a chicken egg situation with a fried chicken in a country tune. Finger licking chicken and a diddle-i-doon. Now I got my honey behind the barn. I picked her a tune and I told her a yarn. Then I said to her just when she's about to pucker, you're a sweet young thing for an old chicken plucker. A fried chicken and a country tune. They go together like a moon in June. A finger licking chicken and a diddle-i-doon. Fried chicken and a country tune.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, what does he have in common with everything else we played tonight? All right, so 888-876-5593. Ruth has called back. She wants her comedy club trivia question. All right, Ruth, are you there?
Hi, Drew. Hi, Raleigh. I have my hand with a glove and blue sweater because it's been hurting me so much.
Mm.
So I have to hold the phone in another hand.
Ah.
Okay, so I have to tell you that I, who told Bob Hope that I didn't like slapstick comedy, am asking a question for this reason. Not that I know anything about it, and this is going to be tough for me because you're going to come up with something really unique. However, this question is posed because of Habtuit, Happening Magazines, and WLIP Radio Legendary Kenosha, Wisconsin, entrepreneur and owner of the comedy club held in a hotel and hosting Tribute Island and Peanut Butter Jam concerts and interviewing authors and artists from all over the country, Happenings Magazine publisher Frank Carmichael. I sent him fortune cookies, and he didn't know who sent them. I want to make sure he doesn't think I'm his secret admirer in the Valentine way, but it's Ruth Blood, Irish Ruth. So for that blessed Saint Valentine, I sent, of the 1,600 fortune cookies, nearing 2,000, he got a bundle. So did another WLIP radio.
Are you ready for your trivia question?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to hold my breath, but go ahead.
Well, it should be pretty easy. What I want to, everybody talks about which is the best comedy club or which has spawned the most comics and all that, but I want to know, where is the largest comedy club? 12,500 square feet.
Aren't you amazing to come up with something unique? Wow. Don't forget I have two answers for Straggler. I'm going to think that I don't know the exact location, but I think it's going to be either Las Vegas or Reno.
Neither.
Really?
Yes.
Los Angeles?
Close, but no cigar. It's in Long Beach.
Ah, isn't that interesting?
In fact,
we hear so many.
Richard Pryor filmed his famous stand-up comedy special from that club. And, yeah, absolutely. $10 million, 650-seat, 12,500-square-foot venue, the largest comedy club in the world. All right.
Okay, Straggler?
Straggler, what do you think?
Women paint the kitchen, men paint the bedroom.
I love that. It's not right, but I love it.
I got one more, but I just can't remember it right now.
All right,
now.
Well, if you think of it, you call me back. All right, thanks, Ruth.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We say goodbye to Ruth, and that frees up a call for you. We have Bruce and Elwood in his World War II. I've already picked it out. Dolly and Mesa is going to take a guess. Naoto in Japan, don't go away. I know it's been a long time. Bob in Willowbrook has some guesses as well. Well, very good. So we will continue this right after the news on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Baby, I hope you don't think that I'm coming on too strong, but I'm just the type of woman that loves to say what she feels. For your love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, that's your bumper stumper. And what does she have in common with the last song we played? Yes, there is something. And all the other songs we played. So yes, there is a commonality there. All right, waiting for quite a while is Bruce and Elwood. Hopefully he's still there. Are you still there, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm still here, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, hanging on.
Yeah, I think that's probably all of us.
Oh, yeah, it's... I'll be glad when the weather finally breaks a little bit, you know. It's
Yeah, but, you know, keep this in mind when it's, you know, 95 degrees and humid in the summer. So I don't know.
Yeah,
that
but at least I get out. In the winter, you know, being widowed, I go days without even hearing my own voice.
I can understand that. Although I must say, I try to go days without leaving the house, so I can relate to that, too. All right.
I'm going to tell you, I love my CC2E.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, it really...
I'm on my second one.
Okay. All right.
My first one, I had like 14 years, and it finally gave up.
Oh, geez.
Hey, yeah. I got one quick question.
Sure.
Have you heard anything that you can talk about from Leah and Marcus Hook?
No. I had Fran, who talks to her occasionally, check in. And Leah's just been busy, though she did say that Leah was a little miffed when I cut her off when she was trying to talk a politic thing. And I, as I mentioned before, just on this particular show, we don't do that. It's not that I had saw anything wrong with her comments and probably shared her values, but not for here.
Yeah, I was just worried because she kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I know, and I've been worried too. I'm curious about the teeth and everything else. But whenever she wants to call, she's more than welcome to. But yeah, we're kind of a politic-free zone.
I was just reading an article over the weekend about Ozempic, and
I
hadn't heard anything, you know, about from Leah.
Well, she obviously is stronger than the rest of us times 20 because she took a month's worth of Ozempic shots the first week, not knowing she was supposed to divvy them up, and nothing happened to her. So I think she'll withstand any disaster. But yeah, you read some of those articles and you say to yourself, you know, is it worth it? But that's sort of like seeing all those commercials for pharmaceuticals on television, and they get to the side effect part. And I mean, literally, I laugh. It's like, if you really heard that, who would take this stuff?
Well, you know what? I don't want to get in politics at all, but my best friend passed away right before Thanksgiving. And he was a veteran.
Yeah.
And he had a booklet of inoculations.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. And he would yell at me, you should go get this. It's free. The government wants you to have it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, him and his twin brother, they were both 88. They were nice and healthy, and they both died within a year of each other from heart problems.
Really sorry.
I don't want to get politics.
No, really. Well, you know, and to an extent, that's political. And to an extent, of course, that's also, as we all know, big pharma. I guess you can't totally separate it. But I'm of the mind that in a free society, everybody should make up their own mind. Not saying yay or nay, but I just bristle when somebody tells me what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and people have lost. I mean,
I know. Well. I know. It's very sad. And hopefully more people will stand up for their own convictions. And we'll see how it goes, because it's very interesting times now. Man, I tell you, I'm avoiding the news completely right now because my heart can't take it.
I can't take this anymore. Yeah. I can't take it. And now they're talking about a bat flu and a bird flu.
Oh, exactly. It's like, don't tell me. Just don't tell me. Let me hear my obscure oldies and leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back. Go ahead.
I've been listening to old time radio.
That's a lot of fun.
To be all this. Phil Harris and Alice Faye. I'm just going down.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I love Phil Harris. He's one of my heroes. Absolutely. I love him. And
I love Walter Tetley.
Oh, yeah. But there's so many great talent in early in the radio dramas and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wonderful that it's so freely available now. You know, you can find...
Yeah, I went through Dragnet a couple months ago, and now I'm going through Phil Harris and Alice Faye.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great, great stuff. I love it. All right, here we go. We'll go all the way back to World War II. Which battle involved the largest engagement of tanks in history?
Oh, God. It was in Russia. Was it Kursk?
Yes, absolutely right. It was.
Oh, God.
Very good. I'm not sure I could find
Russian German.
I'm not sure I could find it on a map, but you're 100% right.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right, so we add to Bruce's stash. Very good. I like that. All right, so I've got my question too, don't you know? And we're going to maybe get some answers on that, or at least some guesses. And that is, assuming they do it at all, and again, doesn't happen often, In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. What? Dolly and Mesa, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. This is Dolly. Yeah. I'm in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, all right. Well, good deal. Whereabouts in Mesa?
On Brown Road.
Oh, yes. Yes, I pass by there very often.
Okay, yeah. We're at the Chateau.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of all the basis things. And the weather has been beautiful.
It's certainly been warm.
I'm here for 6 weeks.
And then where do you go after that?
Back to my home in Cary, Illinois.
All right. So a good 6 weeks. Hopefully it'll continue to stay warm and sunny for you.
Yes, and I enjoy your show, and I get it on my phone radio.
Oh,
so,
great.
I have three guesses.
Okay.
Listen to the radio.
No.
Watch TV.
No.
Oh. Write a list of what they're going to do tomorrow.
No. But those are nice guesses, and I hope you'll think of more and call me back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good time in Mesa. All right.
I will. Thank you.
Good deal. Yeah. So we go through Mesa a few times a week because we have to go through it to get from here to there, to get from the Phoenix area to Globe. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. Let me just stop what I'm doing here and find these questions. I've been putting Naoto on hold because I found a new group of questions. But here we go. I have found them. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Naoto? We have lost Naoto. He gave up for the night. Naoto, if you're listening and want to call me back, I've got questions for you. All right. So, and he'll get them too. All right. Now, with that in mind, let us see. Marianne in Chicago is going to take some guesses. All right, Marianne, what do you think?
Hey, I forgot to guess when I called earlier.
All right.
Well, the last caller got one of my answers. Listen to the radio.
Okay.
That's wrong.
Okay.
Would it be taking off their jewelry?
Nope.
Because, you know, women, when they wash dishes, mm-hmm. or used to in the 50s, take off their jewelry, and the guy would take his watch off upstairs. How about whistling or humming?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I hope somebody's got better luck than me, then.
Well, we'll see. If not, at the end of next hour, you'll find out exactly what it is.
Oh, wait. Are they listening to the Raleigh James show?
Guaranteed they're not doing that. Thanks for trying. All right. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Bob is in Willowbrook. Hello, Bob.
Good evening, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I told John I had two guesses, but I thought of a couple other things while I was on hold.
Okay, let's hear
one,
them all.
Okay, number one, spying on the neighbors.
No, it's nice, though. Interesting.
Okay, praying.
No.
No.
Phoning a lover.
No.
Okay, well, you said, okay, the other two probably are even worse because there's something that people do on a regular basis, and that would be phoning a parent.
No.
No.
Having a heart-to-heart with a child.
No.
No.
Well, have a nice night.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Bob.
Bye now.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to get to Jim in Richmond, James on the South Side, back to World War II, and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Give me what is there for me.
like you do. Everything that's part of me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And what does he have in common with everybody else we've been playing? All right, so 888-876-5593. We defer to first-time callers, and that's Jerry in Frankfort, Illinois. Jerry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, glad you called.
Well, thanks. It's good to finally speak with you.
Yeah, so we're going to do charts, are we?
Well, charts, and I have a guest on the Straggler.
Okay, let's hear it.
My sister is also an avid listener. We both think it's dancing.
Nice, but not right.
Not for sure that was it.
Oh, it's a very nice guess. It's just not right. But I've got charts, and you'd like a July of 1970.
Sure, let's go for it.
All right, so the week of July 19th, 1970, the Billboard Hot 100. Number one, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Three Dog Night.
Number two, The Love You Save.
Jackson 5.
Number three, They Long to Be Close to You.
The Carpenters.
Number four, Band of Gold.
Free to Pain.
Number five, Bollock and Fusion.
The Temptations.
Number six, Ride, Captain, Ride.
Oh, I know it.
Yes, you do.
My husband's band does it. Ride, Captain, Ride.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it, I know it, I know it.
I'm trying to think if I can give you any hints on this. So I know it too, but I don't know much about them. But we'll find out, did they do anything else? Maybe that'll help, because I have no idea.
I don't think they had another hit.
Yeah, I don't think they did either, but they must have done something. Or at least we'll find out where they're from or something. They're from Tampa, Florida. Oh, all right.
I know this. I'm going to kick myself. I know this answer.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. You ready?
Give it to me.
The Blues Image.
Oh, yes.
All right, number seven. That's all right. You're allowed to miss three, so you're doing good. Number seven, Lay Down Candles in the Rain.
Melanie.
Yeah, number eight, Ooh, Child.
Five Stair Steps, one of our favorite songs.
Yeah, me too. Number nine, Gimme That Ding.
Gimme That, Gimme, Gimme That.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Is that Chuck Berry?
No, that's my ding-a-ling. No. Let me let you hear a little of it. I think it's a group. I think you'd kind of have to know it, and maybe you do. We'll see.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme, gimme that ding.
And they were British, and they were on Capitol. Let me make sure they were on Capitol for that record, but I think they were. Yeah. Actually, no, they were on Columbia. Well, that's in the UK. But, yeah, so who are they?
I'm going to
think that's really old.
I'm going to take a stab. Could it be the Pipkins?
Yes, absolutely, and it was in Capitol in America. Yes, absolutely, the Pipkins it is. Give me that ding, give me that, give me. All right, so, and number 10. Make It With You.
Bread.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you got a 90%. You're a winner.
Yay!
All right. Now, of course, it takes forever to get anything, and it's not worth it when you do, but the certificate's fun. So hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. All right.
Thanks, Charlie. Take care now.
Yeah, call me again. All right. So
I will.
Jerry is a first-time caller, and she is a winner, so we put Jerry on hold. All right. Now, James on the south side. All right, James, how's it going?
Oh, I'm hanging in here. How are you doing?
Well, I can't complain. I know that you've probably got a lot of choices here.
So, I'm going to take some shots at that straggler.
Okay, I'm ready to hear
Okay, I am going to go. First one, right? First one is they write a letter. Write a letter to a friend.
Nope. What second?
Okay, they drink some coffee.
What's third?
okay, they decide to hum a tune to themselves.
What's fourth?
They make a list of what they want to do to for the day.
What's fifth?
I guess I got to go a little bit out of the range here. Then let's see. They run around the house. I was thinking that they've forgotten something.
Big finish on sixth.
Okay, they basically give themselves a martini.
Okay, so let's go on to your World War II question. You'll get it right away. In which battle did the Axis powers lose about a quarter of their total troops?
Okay, which battle? Okay. Yeah. I am going to say, I'm thinking Stalingrad.
And we have a winner. I told you you'd get it. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So James is absolutely right. Stalingrad it is. A quarter of their troops. And they continued on. All right. So put him on hold so we can confirm that. We talked to Bob from Willowbrook. There's a line available for you if you want it. 888-876-5593. And Cindy is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think, Cindy?
Well, I don't have any guesses. James on the south side guessed, my guess where it was a list of things to do for the day, but I already tried that last week.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe drink a cocktail?
Nope.
I have a complete blank. I don't know. But anyhow, I told your husband I wanted the witch trivia.
Okay. I can do that.
I guess I was thinking Dick Van Dyke, but I probably would do better with the witch.
All right. So Samantha and Darren had a daughter named Tabitha. They also had a son. What was his name?
Adam.
All right. We have a winner. It's just that easy.
And then I have a suggestion for Jim on the south. Jim in Richmond.
Okay.
You know, I swear by it because I guess he's talked about getting a massage before, but I have one of those. It's not a massage chair. It's like a pad you put in the chair. And if you sit sideways in it, it does the sides of your back, and I swear by it.
Okay.
Because I have so many aches and pains. And then when I was going through menopause, I would go to those Chinese people. Like, I thought I had fibromyalgia at one point. I would go to those Chinese people in the mall, like, almost four times a week. It was so bad. Just the aches and pains in my arms. And I don't know. But anyhow, okay, so I won. But anyhow, that would be good for, you know.
All right.
And
well, he's listening, and he's going to be on at the top of next hour, so he has heard it.
All right.
Thanks.
Wait. You have to get the one with the rolling fists, though.
Okay.
I forget what it's called, but they're like rolling fists, like, you know, where it really gets in your back, not the ones that vibrate because they do nothing.
All right. Well, very good. And you were right. So hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. And yes, right after the news, we will talk with Jim in Richmond. We'll also talk with Sherry in Naperville and you two on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's a gift. Who is that? And what does he have in common with everybody else we're playing tonight? All right, 888-876-5593. Our straggler, and you'll know at the end of this hour if nobody gets it. Assuming they do it at all. And again, I'm telling you, this is the biggest hint to this question because it's unlikely they do it. All right. In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? All right. Or you get the bumper stumpers, or you have your own question. And Dean is a first-time caller, and he's in Janesville, Wisconsin. So, Dean, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, first-time caller. I had a question about last week. Something about the Flintstones. It was the Flintstones question about.
Well, I'm not going to know. You could listen to the replay. All the downloads are there on Raleigh.net, but I'm not going to remember. But I can ask you another Flintstones trivia question if you want.
Okay, yeah, that would be good.
All right. In the episode The Twitch, Fred hires a singer to perform at Wilma's ladies' benefits. What's the name of the singer?
Boy. I guess I don't know that one.
This was a very interesting episode because Wilma came to Fred and said she couldn't find anybody to perform at the ladies' benefit for $30. Now, Fred insists that he can find someone for $30. When Fred tries to hire somebody else, he finds a bunch of dead acts, you know, nobody good. So he got home, he was going to tell Wilma the bad news until she said, I told you you couldn't book an act for that amount. So Fred said he hired an act for free. When Wilma asked who he got, Fred said he was saving it as a surprise until after dinner. All right. He went over, he sat on the couch, he turned on the TV. On it was the Ed Sullivan Show, the Ed Sullivan Show, I should say, with a guest star. When Wilma kept on asking him who Fred got, he pointed at the TV and said, that's who, him, I got him. Now will you get off my back? Now, after he told Wilma that lie, he and Barney go over to the singer's hotel and they beg on hands and knees for him to perform for free at the benefit. He finally agrees to do it. In the end, he loses his voice and gives a copy of his album, wig, and guitar to Fred to take his place. Fred, of course, did it and convinced everyone he was the singer. Now, what's the singer's name?
It wasn't Rock Corey.
It was Rock Roll.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks for calling and do it again, Dean.
Okay. Have a good week. Thank
you. You too. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, Rock Roll. It was a good episode. 888-876-5593. Now, Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thank you
for taking my call.
Always. How's it going?
I don't know what Cindy was talking about, but I do have problems with my back.
Uh-huh.
And my friend who takes care of me, drives me everywhere and everything. We've known each other for well over 20 years. She is the number one massage therapist in Walworth County.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm being taken care of as far as my back.
I don't know
if I ever said anything about my back on the air.
Well, you must have, but I didn't know that you had the almost in-house masseuse. That's great.
Right. But the thing is I don't take advantage of her. And she gets upset with me when she says, I'll give you a massage. And I go, no, you know, but that's what's been going on for 20 years.
Okay.
And then I have a lot of things to talk to you. Can I call you tomorrow night to talk about it?
Absolutely. We'll be an hour and a half late and starting. So we'll start at 11:30 your time. So, yes, definitely call.
Right. And your trivia question.
Yes.
You've asked that before.
Oh, have I?
I remember it, and I'm wrong.
Don't answer it then. If you remember it, don't answer it.
Okay, then how about a Big Bang trivia?
I'd love to. In an episode of The Big Bang Theory called The Middle Earth Paradigm, Leonard plays a physicist who's attracted to Penny, gets in a confrontation with Penny's ex-boyfriend, Kurt, and meanwhile, Sheldon gets in the middle. And he intercedes, but Sheldon is at a Halloween party while he's doing all this. What is Sheldon dressed as at this Halloween party?
I know what it is. He's in a striped suit, and he says it's some kind of technical term, and I'm upset that I don't. it's some kind of factor.
It's an effect. You're absolutely right. It's an effect, and you right. you hear about this all the time in conjunction with radar.
Right, but I can't think of the name right now.
Oh,
but
no.
I know the whole episode because, you know, it's, you know, and Leonard kept saying it goes vroom, vroom, you know. But I can't think of the name. It's
oh,
some
man.
Kind of effect.
He's dressed as the Doppler effect.
Yeah, and I couldn't think of it.
But here's what I want to know. What exactly did that costume look like?
It was totally black and white stripes from head to toe.
Oh, jeez.
And I wish I could have remembered it, but I've seen every episode 100 times because when I watch television, I
okay.
watch that show.
Well,
I
then,
don't need to see it, but I hear it and
okay.
I remember it.
Well, now let's I'll give you another chance at this particular episode then. All right, so here is the confrontation between Leonard and the ex-boyfriend of Penny's, Kurt. And Leonard says, I'm going to assert dominance over Kurt face to face. Now, when he says face to face, what does Sheldon respond?
I don't remember, but all I know is Leonard is like 5'5", and the guy he's talking to is 6'4".
Right. You know? So face to face, and so what Sheldon says is, are you going to wait for him to sit down, or are you going to stand on the coffee table? All right. Good deal.
You know,
talk to you tomorrow night.
And I think I know the answer to your question, but
okay, well,
I won't say
it. Thank you. Yeah, if you've heard it before, no. And then tomorrow night you can tell me if that's what you thought it was.
Right.
Okay.
And also, too, is I have a lot to talk to you about tomorrow.
I'll look forward to it.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, so let's see. We got Sherry in Naperville, and I believe Sherry is going to guess on what happens here. Women are more likely to do it in the kitchen. Men are more likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what?
Yeah, and I don't remember the question previously. But my guesses are write checks to pay bills since we used to do that years ago.
Nope. And again, as I say, assuming they'll do it at all, and that's the hint, because they're unlikely to do it at all.
Well, if you have auto pay, you're not likely to do it at all.
Well, it's not that.
Okay. And fill out your tax forms versus have an accountant do it for you?
Nope.
All right. Read the Bible.
Nope.
Okay. Sew on buttons.
Nope.
Okay. Clean and reorganize spaces.
Nope.
Moisturize your hands.
Nope.
Well, I'm just trying to think what's in the bathroom, in the bedroom, et cetera, et cetera. And
see, I'm trying to get you on the path of something unlikely to happen.
Unlikely to happen in history?
No, I won't say that. But I mean, just for the sake of the question, don't come up with things that are fairly commonplace.
Well, I'm trying to think of back then and versus technology now.
Uh-huh.
Well,
anyway, none of that's right. What else you got?
Okay. Nothing, although I'm going to another trivia question?
What do you want?
I have pulled up.
What do you want?
Tonight, I want hominids, multiple choice for multiple choice.
You don't want
I'm
hominids.
I'm trying to the ferret out of the hole.
All right, well, hang on. If you really want this, you'll really get it. Don't go away. All right, so good deal, and we'll pick it up. A hominid question. Jeez, I thought I was going to be spared that, but I guess not on WGN Radio.
Gotta find a brand new lover. Mm-hmm. Gotta find a brand new lover.
I'm tired of staying at home.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, now we're talking to Sherry in Naperville, and she wanted a hominin question, and we're going to do that. So are you ready for your question? Are you there, Sherry?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
All right, then. Let's talk about the Areopithecus. And I'm going to give you four things, and you tell me which one of them is true. The Areopithecus had a small, low-crowned incisors, had a brain similar to that of other similarly sized great apes, had long, curved phalanges that clearly indicate bipedalism, or had dentition.
Wait, phalanges.
Yeah.
That indicated
bipedalism.
Okay.
Or dentition not consistent with a foliovorous diet.
Wait, say the fourth one again.
Dentition not consistent with a foliovorous, I should say, diet.
I don't know what dentition means. So I
teeth, teeth. Dentition is teeth.
Oh. Ah. No, what was the top?
And
top,
by the way,
noun?
Folivores are, they eat leaves mostly, all right? So, or had small, low-crowned incisors.
Okay.
Or a brain similar to that of other similarly sized great apes. Or
I'm going to X that out.
Okay, not that. Long, curved phalanges that clearly indicate bipedalism.
I'm going to X that out.
Dentition not consistent with a folivorous diet.
Okay, I'm going to go with the last one.
The dentition? Well, it was had small, low-crowned incisors.
Well, you said teeth, and I thought...
Well, there were...
They were the first one and the last one
were about
similar,
teeth.
So
that's
I,
right. Yes, yeah, so you went with the last one, and it was the first one, but you're right. They were both about teeth.
All right. Well,
there's always next week.
He taught me a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I also wanted to give a shout-out to someone who listens to you during the Monday night trivia questions, mm-hmm. but only on Friday night repeat.
Oh, okay.
And her name is Connie.
Hi, Connie.
And I know I've... Connie with
yeah,
a K.
Right. Hi, Connie.
And I know I've mentioned this radio station before, which is my home away from home on Saturdays, my vacation spot, the WDCB, mm-hmm. OTR. Her name is Connie.
Okay.
And she's a lovely girl, and I've called her on multiple occasions, and we've struck a rapport.
All right. And, well, good deal. Good
well,
deal. So
I wanted to give a shout-out because she lost her dad around Christmas.
Oh.
Like.
That's
I
tough.
Did in 2002.
Tough.
So,
all
I
right.
just wanted to give a shout out
well,
to
now,
her.
Now you
she
have.
She listens and she always says, if I call her on a Saturday, she says, what was the answer to the trivia question?
Yeah.
Because I fell asleep. So anyway, I just wanted you to let you know that other people from other stations listen to you.
Isn't that nice? And it is much appreciated.
It's wonderful.
And I hope they'll call. Not on Friday night, of course. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Sherry. All right.
Alrighty.
So, Connie, if you think about it on Monday night, call us on Monday night. And glad you enjoy the Friday night replays. All right. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll be doing Sound of Music lyrics with Laura in Willowbrook. Mike in Bridgeview is going, guess on our trivia questions. Let's see if we can get this in before the news. So, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I'm going to say, I got a couple of them, but... cut nails off your feet.
Nope.
And hands if you want. No.
Nope.
Okay. How about brush hair?
Nope. What else?
How about fold clothes?
Nope.
Yeah, I better leave it. That's it.
Okay. Thanks for trying. Call me back if you think it's something else.
Give me Elvis. Elvis. Mom.
Elvis trivia.
In the just his name. No, the song. Song.
Oh.
It's called Mom.
Okay, I'll look for it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very
good
much.
Deal. Appreciate it. All right, so I thought we're going to have to do Elvis trivia. Well, why not? We did hominids. All right, so there's line available for you in the next half hour. A couple things are going to happen. Two more bumper stumpers. And then we'll reveal what the theme is. And so far, we started out with a roaring success. Fran knew both Clarence Frogman Henry and Ronnie and the Daytonas. And no one's known anything since. So we'll tell you what they all were and what the theme is. And we'll identify the trivia question if you don't get it. All right? So all that and more is coming up on WGN Radio.
Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, and baby, you made him so sore. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement.
WGN Radio, I'm Holly James. Well, probably about 60 people had done that song. Louis Jordan in 1946, but this one, and again in 1957, by the way, but this one from 1963, who is he? And we'll have one more bumper stumper. If you know the theme, even better. But if you know the artist, good enough. And, of course, our question, which will be retired at the end of the night. Yeah, I've managed to do it. I've lost the question again. Oh, well, it was here somewhere. No, it's terrible, but true. All right, so that's terrible. I've actually got to pull it up on the computer because I've since lost the question. It was bound to happen. All right, and that would be, assuming they do it at all, and that's a big assumption, it's unlikely. Assuming they do it at all, in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? All right, so that's our question. Those are our bumper stumpers, and Naoto called back. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, sorry, I was a little bit impatient.
Ah, all right. Well, very good. We're going to do, of course, Myers-Briggs here, and we're going to do the crafter. Which type is known as the crafter?
ISTP.
Yes, absolutely. We have a winner. All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very good. Very good. All right. So Naoto is right as usual. He knows his Myers-Briggs trivia. All right. Oh, this is good. Ken in Prospect Heights. I love this answer. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Good morning. Good evening. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. You know, I hope, yeah, I've been listening to this question since last week, and I know you said it's not the obvious, but was wondering if is they checked their credit score.
That's a great answer. It's not right, but it's very creative. I like it. Thanks for trying.
Can you play All in the Game by Tommy Edwards if you get a chance?
Yeah, I'll do that hopefully if tomorrow night or definitely this week. And be my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I assume you
have
want
a great
the,
night.
By the way, I assume you want the 1958 version, not the 1951 version by Tommy Edwards.
Wow. Now you're, it's another trivia question. I wouldn't have known that answer.
All right. Well,
if it was one.
Maybe I'll play both of them and you can decide.
Sounds great.
All right,
thank
thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, and the later version is much better. The only problem, again, is MGM and their desire to have everything sound like it was in stereo. No, just don't do that. But they did repeatedly. All right, so what do we have here? We'll say goodbye to Ken, leaving a line free for you at 888-876-5593. And I don't know. Okay, so let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Ruth has a bumper theme guest, so I want to hear it. What do you think, Ruth?
Lost Love?
What do you think?
Breaking up? Something to do with parting with partners?
Nope. Not a chance.
Wonderful.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. All right. So good deal. Now, let's see. I'll tell you, since we're in almost in the waning moments, it has nothing to do with the lyrics of the songs. Nothing. All right. So Sam and Gurney wants to take some guesses. What do you think, Sam? Sam, I think maybe we talk to Sam. All right, or not. But if I didn't, call me back, Sam. I don't know. But I had a question here. Yeah. Laura and Willowbrook, her Sound of Music lyrics. All right. Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Raleigh? Okay?
All right. Yes, I can't complain.
Okay. All right. Real quick, let me just throw out a question, answer to your question. Maybe I'm a wild quiz, and it might just be right. You never know.
What?
I think it's something that some people do in the bedroom, some people do in the kitchen, wear their underwear.
No.
Okay.
All right.
That was my guess.
Now, lyrics. Are you ready for lyrics?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And this is one of the songs that is later sung by the children when Maria goes away. Fill in the blank or fill in the phrase. I go to the hills when... And then after that comes, I know I will hear what I heard before. I go to the hills when?
I go to the hills. Is it when my heart is lonely?
Absolutely, we have a winner.
Okay.
All
yes,
right, hang
thank
on.
You.
Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, we did talk to Sherry in Naperville. That was bill paying, I think. All right, so unless she called back, if you did call back, you'll have to call back again because I just hung up on you. All right, but James on the south side has some guesses, half a dozen of them, actually. So, all right, James, you go for it.
Okay, first I'm going to take a wild guess at your song, bumper theme.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say they're one-hit wonders?
Nope, nope, they're not.
Okay, and they're not like where there was like a certain person was responsible for each of these songs, or they were on the same record label.
Nope, they're not. Everything from Chess and Checker to Mala and Scepter, and no UA, no.
Okay, let's get to the I've been thinking about this. I said the first one is completely out there in the moon. Okay, they go streaking out through the house.
No.
Okay, they pour syrup on themselves.
Who does that? No.
You said there's something that they would not usually do.
Well, this is absolutely something that,
I'm going to, going basically as a rap random, I say, to the moon.
Yeah, no.
Okay, let's see now. They take selfies.
No.
Okay. They check their email.
No.
Okay, that's too obvious. Anyway. Okay. They play a song that reminds them of somebody they've lost.
No. You know, I've lost count on how many that is.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm trying to think. They decide to do a juggling act.
No. Okay, you got one more just because I lost count. One more.
Okay. I'm going to say they try to remember something they forgot.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know how you do. I don't know how you'd codify that. You know, I mean, obviously this is something that's verifiable, not a guess. All right. So Don in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Riley. I can remember you used to give James 12 or 15 guesses.
Yeah, well, no, he gets half a dozen, but he can call back as often as he likes.
Yeah, right. Right. And my guess is based on what you say, if they do it at all, and that's polish their shoes.
No.
Okay.
But that's a nice guess.
Very good. That's it.
All right. Yeah, thanks for trying.
I
appreciate it.
If that was the one, then my dad did it wrong because he used to do it in the kitchen.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, probably most people did. I mean, you know, that shoe polish can be really vicious if you drop it on the rug.
Yeah, right. Okay. Have a blessed evening.
Appreciate it. All right. So, you don't want to mess with that. There's usually hell to pay if that's the case. All right, so 888-876-5593. These are the waning moments. You've got one more bumper stumper. It's easy. We'll see. And then I'll start revealing, but hopefully you'll take more guesses on this. And I know you're going to come through the phone and get me when you hear this answer. I can really feel it coming. I feel like I need some body armor. But assuming they'll do it at all, and trust me, they won't, at least not often. In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. What? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Here he comes now. I've got to tell him somehow. I could put it off till later, but it's best I do it now. Baby, listen to me, there is something I must try to say. I put it off so long, but I decided that today is the day. My love for you is dying. Oh no, please don't start crying. I take it back, I didn't mean it. Please forget the things I said. I take it back, I'm sorry. I must have been out of my head. He's such a man, it must have hurt him a lot if he let me see him cry. But I must try again. This time I'll say goodbye. You've been good to me, you've always done the best you could.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. So who is that? That's your last bumper stumper. And what is the theme? And yes, that was a hit, a bona fide hit. That was like number 12 when that came out on the pop charts in 1967. So who is she? All right, now, We're going to take some final guesses here, we hope. Now we're going to reveal. So here we go. Assuming they do it at all. Unlikely assumption. In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen. Men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? Sam and Gurney, what do you think, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, I'm almost reluctant to give my answers because it's really going to make me sound dark. But I was thinking about what you said about unlikely to do. So my guess would be, I have a couple guesses, but I'd say one is to commit suicide.
Nope.
And the other one is to have an affair.
Nope.
Okay.
But they're wonderful guesses. They truly are wonderful guesses. All right.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Yeah, very wonderful guesses. All right. So let's see. Mike in Bridgeview. What do you think, Mike?
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Yeah. I wanted to say I love your show, and I say eat leftovers.
No, not eat leftovers, although that's dark, too. No, it's not.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. I'm going to talk about some answers, and then Mark wants to do Star Trek trivia, but I think we're going to wind up running out of time, possibly. So we'll have time for Mark, though. All right. So let's talk about the bumper stumper, shall we? Clarence Frogman Henry did Lady with a Hat Box. Ronnie and the Daytonas did Sandy. Sugar Pie DeSanto did Slip in Mules. Tommy Hunt did The Door is Open. Billy Ed Wheeler did Fried Chicken and a Country Tune. Gwen McRae did For Your Love. Little Freddie did All My Love. Frankie Beverly and the Butlers, Because of My Heart. The Sweet Inspirations, Gotta Find Me a Brand New Lover. Steve Alamo did Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. And Sandy Posey did I Take It Back. Now, if you're thinking about it, every one of those people have died within the last 12 months. Clarence Frogman Henry died on April 7th last year. Lady with a Hat Box, by the way, was unreleased. It was 1957 on Chess. Ronnie and the Daytonas, that'd be Buzz Kasson with Ronnie and the Daytonas, died last June 16th. And Sugar Pie DeSanto died December 20th of last year. I think she was 89, so good life. Tommy Hunt, of course, 1962 on Scepter, died just weeks ago, February 12th. Billy Ed Wheeler died on September 16th of last year. Gwen McRae died just a few days ago. That's right, that's February 21st. Little Freddie happens to be Brenton Wood, and he died on January 3rd of this year. Frankie Beverly, yeah, 1966 on Fairmount, sadly died last September 10th. The Sweet Inspiration, Sissy Houston, died last October 7th. Steve Alamo did Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, 1963 on Checker, and that was November 30th of last year that he died. And Sandy Posey died on July 20th of last year. So that was the deal. Originally, I was going to come up with some theme about Jerry Butler. And then as we went on and found out that he sadly wasn't alone, I realized, we've got to come up with something else. So that's the deal. All right, so now, all right. Assuming they do it at all, in the home, women. Okay, now before I give you the answer here, Mike in Bridgeview wants another guess at it. So what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, this is number three. I say fart.
No, thanks for trying.
All right.
So, yes, women are most likely to commit murder in the kitchen, while men are most likely to commit murder in the bedroom, assuming they do it at all. And I told you, it's a very long shot that they do it at all. But statistics show that when they do, women kill in the kitchen and men kill in the bedroom. Now you know. I told you. All right, so don't come and get me. All right, Mark and Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. I just woke up.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because sleep is sacred, but it's gonna be a bitch getting back to sleep.
Could be.
Yeah. But that's all right. So, we are, I believe, going to do original Star Trek trivia, yes, and
yep,
you're yep. good at this, I know. So we'll see what we can.
We try.
Yeah, no, you absolutely do. So let's see what we can do here, and that would be. On this side of paradise, What planet?
Oh, yeah.
What planet did this episode revolve around?
Sarpedon something?
Nope. Oh, my God, you don't know. This is a shock. You get them all.
No, I'm afraid not.
It's Omicron SETI 3.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Maybe it's because I just woke up.
Maybe so, yes. So that's
Omicron SETI 3. Yeah, I knew that.
All right.
Oh, well.
Well, we'll talk to you next week. All right, now that pretty much is a wrap. Of course, I will put these all the answers and stuff on the bumper stumpers anyway, and the answer to my question on the blog. The show will be available for download whenever you want it at Raleigh.net, and we'll replay live it'll replay recorded on Friday. So now, with that in mind, let us have a look here about this week's schedule, because I think tomorrow night we're on at 11:30 Central Time, but I want to get all this. And I think Wednesday night is a full show, but I could be wrong about this. So let's have ourselves a look-see, shall we? And that way, in case you're wondering, and that would be, let's see, tomorrow is Tuesday, obviously the 25th, and yes, I expect you'll hear me at 11:30 tomorrow night. So we'll hear from Jim and hopefully many of you as well. Now, Wednesday night is a full show. All right. Thursday, I probably have a half hour of showtime. It's the Blackhawks, so they're usually good for that. So it'll be about a 20-minute show. And so that's the way the week rocks out. Now, let's see about the following week. All right. And that would be Monday. It's Northwestern Wildcats, so I may be on at 11 o'clock, or who knows. Usually, when it comes to hockey, they're pretty predictable on the start times. When it comes to basketball, not as much. So that's Northwestern Wildcats. All right, so now it's interesting. I don't know how that works, because I think there's also a Blackhawks the pregame, and then they play Los Angeles, but then it says Northwestern Wildcats pregame, and that's on WGN radio. Okay, so that might not be on WGN for me. So that's the deal. The Wildcats are going to be on WGN radio on the stream, and the Blackhawks are going to be on. So I'll be on at about 11 o'clock is the bottom line to that. And then next Tuesday, full show. Next Wednesday, full show. Next Thursday, full show. So that's the deal. Tomorrow will be about an hour and a half late, and then a full show Wednesday. So now I hope you made a note of that. That's pretty much it. That's a wrap until, it's going to be more than 21 hours, about closer to 23 hours from now. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling and hope to hear from you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.